My birthday is tomorrow, March 20th, so I've been doing some reflecting lately, and God has given me some revelation on a particular thing that I've been thinking about in the last probably couple of years of my life, and I kind of want to share it with you today because I think it applies to you too. So join me right after this. Hey sis, welcome to Goodbye Heartbreak, Hello Healing. Are you hurt and confused after a recent breakup? Are you having thoughts like, I can't believe I'm here again. Why wasn't I enough for him? Or I'm never going to get married. Do you find yourself Googling how to get past the breakup or how to heal my broken heart? Do you start your morning feeling like you can finally breathe again only to fall apart when you see a picture of your ex on social media? Hey sis, I'm Candace. I too was a single Christian woman who was heartbroken but still desired marriage. I too had numerous failed relationships and wished the right man would come along. I wanted closure from past relationships, healing for my heart, and I wanted to feel joy in my life again. But the truth is, I had no idea where to start or how to make any of this happen until I found the secret, partnering with God to heal from heartbreak. In this podcast, you will find tips for moving on after breakups, growing your relationship with God, and preparing for future relationships so that you will heal your heart and be ready to move forward into the life you desire. So turn off those heartbreak songs and turn me up in those earbuds. It's time to heal, sis. Hey, sis. Welcome back for another episode of Goodbye Heartbreak, Hello Healing. I'm so excited that you are joining me for today. And today is one of our special birthday episodes. So yes, my birthday is tomorrow, March 20th. So if you're listening on Tuesday, you are going to be celebrating with me on today. And I'm so excited about this next year. I will be 39 years old, and man, I have been doing some reflecting. And you know, I just kind of want to get into it on today. You know, I feel like I have been so blessed and a lot has happened over the past decade of my life. And that's truly what I've been reflecting on lately because it's going to be my last year in my 30s. I'm going to be 39. And so I am not really nervous about getting closer to 40. I'm actually kind of excited about it, but I have been reflecting because I feel like in my 30s, I haven't had much time to do that. In my 20s, I felt like I did a lot more reflecting, but I was a completely different person back then, and I had more time on my hands. But with a lot happening in this past decade, I've been doing some reflecting, and you know, when I think about it, I'm like, man, in the past 10 years, I had my heart shattered and put back together. I got married, I had a baby, wrote a book, had another baby, started a podcast and a business, and then I published a book that I wrote. And since then, I've just been trying to find out how I can serve in this way and this new capacity that God has given me and allowed me to serve, and just trying to figure out, like, God, what do you want me to do right now in this season? What does it look like? But I'm like, man, I really like want to know something, right? Because I went from being this discontent single career woman to now being a fulfilled and purpose-driven person, a wife, mom, you know, still a career woman because I still have my 9-to-5 job. But now I'm, in addition to that, I'm an author and a podcaster and an entrepreneur. So it's like I have made a major shift, and 10 years might seem like a lot, but to have all of this stuff happen in this one decade, it went by fast. Okay, my 30s, I feel like, went by pretty fast. You know, the thing is, with all these changes I've experienced in my life, I find myself sometimes saying or even thinking, like, you know, I can't wait to get back to who I used to be, or I want to feel like myself again, or I miss the old me, or maybe even like I just don't feel like myself anymore. But because things have happened so fast and so quickly, I feel like in my 30s, it's just been constant change, one thing after another. And I never really got the opportunity to really get in a rhythm of being in one place because things just kept changing. And so I kind of just feel like now I want to go back because I'm like, all right, finally settling. Nothing new per se is happening right now. So it's like, who am I? Okay. And so it's like recently I've realized that there may be some traces of the old me, because I'm like, you know, I want to get back to who I was and the old me now that I'm settled down. But there's some traces of the old me. But when I really think about it, I feel like the revelation that God has given me is that that girl, the old me, is long gone. And I was like, wow, when God like really gave me this revelation, it's like, you know, she's gone and there's no going back. Even if I wanted to go back, which, you know, I thought I did just because I thought I had to, like, it's like, all right, let's get back on track. But getting back on track doesn't mean being the person that I was. And I think that's what I was struggling with. You know, there's no going back. And so, like it or not, I have to remember that I've changed. I've changed a lot. And I realized that I have to accept the woman that I am now. I have to get to know her and I have to grow from this point. Hey, sis, since your breakup, are you struggling to heal your hurt, connect with God, find peace, and maybe or rebuild your self-worth? I know how hard it can be because I have been there. I have had my fair share of heartbreaks with sleepless nights and constant thoughts racing through my mind, wondering what's wrong with me and will I ever be happy? Imagine if you could hear the specifics of someone else's experience of healing their broken heart, strengthening their relationship with God, restoring peace and joy to their lives, and finding identity and purpose. Then you could be encouraged and find hope for your future. Well, get ready because I have something special just for you. My 365-day devotional, Goodbye Heartbreak, Hello Purpose, is essential for your heart healing journey. In one short year, you'll be ready to take on the world by going from heartbroken to healed to purposeful. Every day, you will get a scripture from the Bible, a devotion of me sharing my experiences and what I learned, things that you can apply to your life, and a biblically based affirmation. And this is the perfect time to invest in yourself because my 39th birthday is this week. I'm celebrating with a $39 sale. That's right. You can get the paperback copy of my book for only $39. But hurry, because the sale is only for a limited time. Go now to CandiceABattis.com/shop to get your devotional so you can begin connecting with God to heal your broken heart and move on to what's next for you. Use the coupon code BDAY39 at checkout. Again, act fast because this offer ends March 21st. Sis, believe what David said in Psalms chapter 30, verse 5. Weeping may last through the night, but joy comes with the morning. Sis, just imagine how different your life can be 1 year from now if you make this first step today. All right, I love you. Let's get back to today's episode. So it's like, that was, for me, it hit me like a ton of bricks when I clearly came to that realization that you're not going back to the old you, you're not going back to who you used to be, you know, it's moving forward. So, and I kind of wanted to talk about this today because we experience disconnect when we try to go back to a season or a version of ourselves that no longer exists. And that may be something that you're struggling with right now. And we experience frustration because we're wondering, like, why can't I get back to that place? But sis, you weren't meant to go back. You're only going forward. And so, like I said, I'm sharing this with you because I hear a lot of women say that. They're like, you know what? I want to get back to the person I was before that man came into my life, or before I got into that relationship, or before this breakup even. I want to go back. But the truth of the matter is there may be some traces of the person foundationally of who you are, who you were, some characteristics, of course. But at the end of the day, you have had many life experiences. You had a pretty traumatic experience through the breakup. And God knows what happened in a relationship when you try to, you know, join your life together with another person, even if it's not marriage, if it's simply a dating relationship. We're going to change. And change isn't necessarily bad. Even if you had a bad experience with the person, with the relationship, who you became as a result is not necessarily a bad thing. But the thing we have to remember to do is to really take inventory of what changes were made. Were they positive? Were they negative? And how are we going to move forward from there? Because I'm not saying that there's nothing that happened that doesn't need change or adjusting at this point. When I think about myself, like becoming a mom and a wife and an entrepreneur and all these things, one thing that I know that I am struggling with is time management. I also struggle a lot with mom guilt and taking time for myself. And so those are things that are not necessarily healthy if I don't, you know, get a hold on it and rein it in and figure out how do I work through this. It's not that I'm going to go back to the old me and who I was, because who I was as a single woman is not really fitting for this season of my life. And so there's so many things that I've taken from that season, though, that I've been able to carry on with me. And so my husband and I were having a conversation last week sometime about this. And I said, I realized, you know, I felt like I used to be the super extroverted person. I always liked being out and around other people and, you know, going out with friends or going out with my significant other, whatever the case is. I just used to like to go out and be out. And I don't mean like going to the clubs or anything like that. I just used to like to do stuff outside of the house. I was not a homebody. Well, that has completely shifted in this season. And I actually struggle to get out of the house. Like, and it's not just because I'm so busy, but part of it is that I am so tired and can't lie about that. But also when I have the opportunity to go somewhere and do something, I find myself not wanting to leave my house. But I realize when I get out of my house and actually get around other women talking and laughing and stuff, I have such a good time and I enjoy it. And so I still have like traces. I told my husband, I said, I think I'm like an extroverted introvert because I love being around other people. I do like getting out, but I don't like to leave my house. Struggle for me. So I'm sharing this with you again because I want you to really take inventory of where you are so that you're not so conflicted with yourself because you feel like you're not the person you used to be. You're not meant to be the person that you were prior to all of these experiences that you've had. So look back over the past 5 or 10 years, even look back the past year or so and see like what experiences have you had in your life that have changed you? What were those changes? What were they like? And really start saying, okay, who am I now? And how am I going to move forward? Who am I now? And what do I like about myself? And what needs work? So that's really what I'm doing in this season. I'm really taking that inventory and I'm saying, okay, how do I move forward from here? Because it's been some work for me. And I can't say that I've really settled into the new person that I am. And so I'm not saying like, oh, I hate my life or I hate myself. It's not any of that even. But I do understand how for some people, because they're not sure of who they are or they're just holding on to the old them, that they do feel more insecure or they're not satisfied or they're discontent with their lives because they're constantly trying to get back to a version of themselves that no longer exists, or they're constantly trying to get back to a season of their lives that has passed. You're in a new season, sis. You're in a new season. And so now in this new season, you have to be ready and willing to show up as this new version of yourself. And you have to embrace her. You have to love her. You have to value her with all that she is, anything that you have, that you possess, all that you are, whether you think it's good or not, you embrace you as you are. And then you ask God, you ask the Holy Spirit to come in and just show you like what parts of you are really from God. And then what parts of you do you need refining and pruning, and go through the process. I think this is just a wonderful journey to go on because I think a lot of women, I hear that they're struggling with self-esteem and self-worth issues. But it's because you're not valuing who you are in this season. So I want you to start there, sis. I want you to start with saying, okay, this is me. I've been through a lot of things. I'm in a new season. I am a new person. And I'm going to love me. I'm going to love all of me. And I'm going to take time to heal. I'm going to take time to assess my wounds and nurture them and nurture me at the same time. I'm going to care for me. I'm going to, you know, put myself first for a chance so that I can make sure that I'm okay. Because you may still want to be pouring into others, but you have to make sure that you're okay first. And so that's what I'm going to be doing in this new season of my life. I'm going to be 39, as I just said. And so I really want to just start really taking the inventory of who I am, what I like, and, you know, tending to any wounds that I have, any healing that work that needs to be done. And I hope you know that, you know, healing work is an ongoing thing. So I want to watch how I say that we're always healing from something, but there's always things that we need to work on. And I feel like for me personally, I do still have some wounds that need tending to and need healing. Like, I'm not completely over everything that's ever happened in my entire life. And so I think taking time to really assess, okay, what is it that I'm tending to in this season? And maybe, you know, maybe you've had a lifetime worth of hurt, right? Where you're like, it's overwhelming for you to think about what to tend to. But sis, pick one thing. We can do this work one thing, one day at a time, one season at a time. There's no need to rush through it all. We don't want to ignore. We don't want to just abandon it. But we do want to take our time going through the healing process of whatever that looks like for you. Of whatever it is that needs your attention in this season, okay? Whatever comes up for you, because there are things that I didn't even realize I needed to work on, but it was because it wasn't important for me to work on it in a previous season because I was working on something else. But now that I'm in a new season, you know, the Holy Spirit is bringing things to my attention and saying, hey, you need to work on that in this season. So that's kind of what I'm doing, okay? And I challenge you to do the same thing. I know it may be different what we're working on, and that's okay. But I do want you to work on something for yourself. And at the same time, I want you to love yourself, because you working on yourself does not mean that you're not good enough. It doesn't mean you're unworthy. It doesn't mean that you're undeserving. It just means that you're growing, okay? You're growing so that you can continue to thrive and elevate in your life. And that's what I'm trying to do. I want to thrive. I want to elevate. I want to be the best version of myself in every season. So I'm going to keep working on me. I'm going to keep loving me and nurturing me and working on me. If you work on yourself, that's an awesome form of self-care. So take this opportunity, take this season to find out, hey, what part of me needs nurturing in this season? And do that. Work on that. So sis, I hope that this episode helps. Like I said, this is just something I kind of wanted to talk about since my birthday is this week and I am celebrating. If you have not given me a shout out in the Facebook group or on IG, go ahead and do that for your girl. You can always leave a review for the podcast that lets me know how much you are loving the show. I would really appreciate that as a birthday present. And do not forget about the sale that's going on. We have the $39 sale where you can get my book for just $39, but time is limited, so act fastest. I love you so much, and I will talk to you again real soon because we have another episode coming up on Thursday. Hey sis, listen, if you've been blessed, changed, or inspired by this podcast in any way, please subscribe to the podcast and leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. This is the number one way that you can thank me and show support for the show. Also, if this podcast blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Do a quick share and bless someone else. Please know I am so grateful for each and every one of you, and I would love to hear from you. Come connect with me and other like-minded individuals in my Facebook group called Christian Women Overcoming Heartbreak and Finding Purpose. I can't wait to meet you back here really soon. Until then, remember to love the life you have while you're making it better. Love you, sis.